Jerome Powell is keeping the top job at the Federal Reserve, President Biden said today. Lael Brainard will assume the vice chair position. Brian Garner, Stifel's chief Washington policy strategist, and joins us now. Brian, any surprises to you off of this?
No, I mean, I thought the Powell decision was the one that I was expecting all along, although I have to admit, the longer it went on, the I was losing a little bit of confidence in that, but I thought he was the pick. The surprise overall is that Brainard is taking the vice chairman job instead of the supervisory job, which Randy Quarles had until October. When you look at who has power at the Fed, the vice chairman that Brainard's going to get doesn't have any power. That role is only when the chairman is incapacitated. The supervisory role, which is overseeing supervision and regulation at the Fed, that has real power. And I'm very surprised that Brainard either didn't get it or didn't want it. We don't know which is the case, but I am surprised at that development.
Well, and if she is not going to be vice chair regulation, then who is, Brian? Like, who are the other contenders there? And that is really a role, if not the role, that got a lot of attention from the liberals in Congress, like Elizabeth Warren, right, who complained that the supervision was not adequate over this last couple of years. So who could possibly satisfy them who's not going to be Lael Brainard?
The name that I think is probably going to be at the top of the list is the head of the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank, Raphael Bostic. Now, his track record and paper trail on banking regulation isn't too long, which could help him out in a confirmation hearing. He has written and talked about inclusivity and diversity in the banking system, but less about regulation. So on nuts and bolts prudential regulation, where capital levels should be, what he thinks about bank M&A, it's a little bit of a black box. After that, based on what we've seen from other appointments to other positions throughout the administration, you have to believe it's going to be somebody from the progressive camp. You know, we see a candidate over Vasali Omarava to the OCC. Her confirmation hearing was last week. She's clearly from the progressive camp. She's going to have a tough time getting through. But somebody from the progressive camp with less of a paper trail than what Omarava has is probably, if it's not Bostic, that's the type of candidate you're probably going to see going forward.
Brian, what is the read here that President Biden appears to not have just yielded to Elizabeth Warren here in making Brainard the Fed chief?
Well, first of all, I think the Warren camp in the Senate is loud, but it's not large, right? Only two other senators that I am aware of, Jeff Merkley being one of them, and I believe Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island being the other one. I may be mistaken on that. But those three, the only three that I'm aware of that have come out publicly against her, against Powell. Powell's pathway to confirmation was smoother than Brainard's. He is going to bring in a bipartisan group to confirm him, where Brainard would be much more partisan. You'd probably have all the Democrats on board. You'd probably have all the Republicans opposed. You're looking at a 50-50 vote. And so if the administration was interested in sending a message of continuity and bipartisanship in the way that the central bank runs itself, Powell was the best choice because he's going to have the most votes from both parties for him.
And Brian, what does this also tell us about Janet Yellen's role in the administration and in Washington? Because she had advocated for Powell. So is this also a win for her?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you. I think she has good relationships with both Powell and Brainard. I think she tipped the scale a little bit towards Powell. I think on this particular nomination, she probably had a little bit more influence. I don't see the Yellen fingerprints on many of the other financial services regulatory nominations. It's been much more in the progressive camp than I would expect from a Yellen. On this one, I think she, because of her role at the Fed in her previous position, I think she had more influence than she's had on other positions.
Brian, is this good news for the banks?
I think it's too early to tell, Bry. I think there is a bit of a sigh of relief initially because they do like continuity with Powell, and Powell will run the agenda at the Fed going forward. They were a little apprehensive about Brainard for banking regulation purposes, so the supervisory post we spoke about before. The question is, who's next? If it's a Bostic, like I said, it's still a bit of a black box on what he would bring for banking regulation. Here's what we know. The next person to take over the supervisory role is going to be more aggressive on banking regulation than Randy Quarles. We just don't know how much. So banks should be expecting more vigorous and aggressive regulation. The biggest banks are going to face a higher hurdle on bank M&A. We just don't know where that hurdle is going to be yet.
Brian, thank you so much for this quick reaction to this obviously very important news for the markets. Appreciate you hopping on this morning. Brian Gardner, Stifel Chief Washington Policy Strategist, with this perspective on the pick of Jerome Powell to lead once again the Federal Reserve.